USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just ended G7 summit did little, if anything, to reduce the friction between President Trump and other world leaders when it comes to the tariffs Trump has ordered on imported steel and aluminum. At word that some of the nations, like Canada, were planning to retaliate, Trump said before he left the G7,
"Well, if they retaliate, they might get a mistake."
Then after President Trump leaves the G7 early to head to his Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un, the Canadian Prime Minister does announce retaliatory measures against the U.S. for those steel and aluminum tariffs. That prompts Trump to blast Trudeau in a tweet in which he also says the U.S. will not endorse the G7 communique that was signed by the six other leaders.
Justify as the 13th Triple Crown winner!
That is heard on NBC late yesterday as Justify won the Belmont Stakes. And this is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer or dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
As President Trump said this week, he approaches this summit with confidence.
That's Vice President Mike Pence as he was speaking to the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington last night. President Trump has arrived in Singapore for that summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Before President Trump left the G7 summit to head to Singapore, he said of his expectations,
"I think that very quickly I'll know whether or not something good is going to happen. I also think I'll know whether or not it will happen fast."
Trump and Kim Jong-un now in Singapore, where the actual summit is set for Tuesday. Could another summit be brewing? As Russian President Vladimir Putin said today, he is ready to meet with President Trump as soon as preparations for such a meeting can be made. Speaking to reporters during a visit to China, Putin suggested Vienna would be a good location for such a summit. He's also suggested that they could do it as soon as everyone's schedules permit. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A gator attack in Florida leaves a woman dead, and now the gator is dead too. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Authorities in Florida say search teams have located the body of the woman killed by an alligator in Davie, Florida. The 47-year-old was walking her dogs near a lake when she was attacked. Officer Ronald Washington is with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Initial necropsy revealed human remains in the gator.
A trapper hired by authorities removed the 12-foot, 6-inch alligator from the pond and killed it. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Melons are now being recalled because of a new salmonella outbreak. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Federal health officials are tracking a new salmonella outbreak that's blamed on pre-cut melons. At least 60 people have been sickened in 5 Midwestern states. More than 30 have gone to the hospital. The suspected source is a Cato food plant in Indianapolis. Watch out for watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut mixed melons. So far, no one has died. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And works that began as movies and TV shows and then morphed into plays are some of the featured nominees at the Tony Awards that are being held in New York City tonight. Hits like SpongeBob SquarePants, Mean Girls, and Frozen are among those vying for top honors. The 72nd Annual Tony Awards will air tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. For USA Radio News,